Today, November 16th, is the feast day of St. Margaret of Scotland, wonderful mother, wife, and queen. She was born in 1045. She lived until 1093. She was a granddaughter of an English king, but she was born in exile in Hungary when her family had to flee Great Britain in order to survive the difficulties in the wars. She was eventually able to come back to Scotland, and there the Scottish King Malcolm III fell in love with this young Margaret. Malcolm was considered a good man, a good ruler, but he had a violent nature, an uncultured man, a very fierce temper. But through their marriage and her example of holiness and patience, he began to change and began to be more patient and more virtuous throughout the years. They were blessed with 8 children, and 2 of them are canonized saints in the church. Her son, St. David, one of the Scottish kings, their daughter, St. Matilda. What's interesting about her daughter, St. Matilda, is that she would be married to King Henry I of England, which makes them ancestors of the present British royal family. So the British royal family, if you go back far enough, has canonized Catholic saints within the family. St. Margaret of Scotland was known for her great love of Christ and her great love of the church. And she would help to reform the church in those days, encouraging Sunday as a day of rest, encouraging people to make their Easter duty, which means going to confession and communion during that Easter season. She and her husband helped to build many churches, monasteries, and hospices in Scotland. And her great love, of course, was taking care of the poor. Each day, she would invite in 24 different poor people, and she would wash their feet and personally feed them a meal. And she did this every day. Every day they would bring in 24 different people that she would be able the privilege to wash their feet and to feed them. During Advent and Lent, she would go out each day and give alms to over 300 people each day. Whenever she appeared in public, it says she would be swarmed by beggars. She would always give them something. But not only would she give them material goods, food and clothing, but she would evangelize and to spread the faith and teach them about Jesus and our Blessed Mother and the Church. At her death in the year 1093, she was immediately considered a saint by the people. She was canonized by the Church in the year 1250. So she has been declared the patron saint of Scotland, and also a patron saint of those who work to help the poor. So what a wonderful saint, wife and mother of 8. And her example and her holiness not only affected her children and helped to convert her spouse, but helped to really convert a whole nation, to bring a whole nation much closer to God. She was a great vehicle to strengthen the Catholic Church in Scotland and to bring about a great renewal of the Catholic faith in Scotland. So, again, imagine just what one person can do in living a holy life, the effect it has upon the spouse, upon children, and even upon an entire nation. And so we pray today, St. Margaret of Scotland, pray for us.